Now, joining me on the phone is Tori Pollard, who is the General Manager of the Brentwood Care Centre. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm all right. I'm a bit croaky, but I'm absolutely fine.
A little bit croaky. Tell us about the nativity.
Oh, do you know, I'd normally come on and just talk about Brentwood Care Centre because it is such an amazing place. But this morning I went to the nativity at West Horndon Primary School, which is the school that my son attends. And I've just cried all the way here because it was just so amazing. And I think normally a time for reflection is generally over New Year. But I was just driving here thinking of all the people that work outside of care. And there's a lot of focus around care and obviously the NHS at the minute. And I just wanted to say a massive thank you, not only to West Horndon Primary and Mr. O'Grady and the wonderful teachers there that put on this absolutely amazing nativity this morning, but for all the teachers in all the schools and everybody who is continuing to absolutely do their best. Nobody wants to miss out, and we're aware certainly that, you know, with the new version of COVID, things are getting tougher and tighter, but it was an amazing morning and it brings so much hope. And I've just spent the whole morning reflecting on it and seeing all the tiny children in reception in playing donkeys and stars, and there was so much energy and just thank you to everybody, you know, that's continuing to work hard. It is an amazing time of year, and it's a good time to be festive, and certainly for families. And yeah, I just wanted to say thank you for everybody, for everything. It's an amazing time. So yeah, it was great. I loved it.
I was going to say, how has the new COVID been affecting you guys there with the new sort of Plan B rules?
Yeah, it's an interesting time. I think, you know, we learnt from last year that nothing was going to stay the same, and that, you know, the rules can change and restrictions can be there at any point in time. You know, fortunately, we don't have cases of COVID in the home. To keep everybody safe, our staff are testing 4 times a week now, which is a big ask. Everybody that's done a lateral flow or a PCR test will know that they are not the most pleasant of things to do. But we are testing everybody, certainly the staff, obviously the people that we support and that are living here are being tested regularly as well, and especially for those that go out. And really the biggest change for us is the amount of people that we can have in the home, and certainly the amount of people that can visit. It's gone down from, unfortunately, kind of 6 if people nominated carers, to going down to 3 family members plus an essential caregiver. So there are going to be less people coming into the building. But we remain optimistic. Our plan is to continue with visits. We obviously have our COVID-safe pod in the garden, and we've got an internal one too. So we are keeping going. People are still coming in to see their families, and there is a plan to continue that unless we're told that, obviously, we have further restrictions imposed. So it's a difficult time. It continues to be a difficult time.
Yeah.
And I think for every care home manager, registered manager, general manager, whatever your titles are, you know, keep going. These are tough times, and it's certainly been a rough ride for the past, you know, over a year and a half now. But keep going. You know, this hopefully will start to calm. We're being told the worst is yet to come over Christmas and New Year period, and certainly into January. But hopefully next year, bigger and brighter. And things will look up, so we'll just keep going as best we can.
Charity of the Year, what's this?
Yeah, I guess the team and I were thinking the other day about all the sorts of different charities that we link into, all of the great work that we do from Brentwood Care Centre with people like United in Kind, and certainly with the Brentwood Dementia Action Alliance. And thinking about how we can support the kind of community in Pilgrim's Hatch and certainly in Brentwood further. And one of the residents I was talking to was suggesting that we actually pick a charity of the year next year. So instead of having little donations to various kind of charities and obviously the national ones as well as the local ones throughout the year, that we pick a charity of the year. And that all of the fundraising we do goes to that particular charity.
Yeah.
And I think it's a great idea. I'd like to support somebody locally in Brentwood. So my kind of appeal is see if there are any charities out there that work specifically within Pilgrim's Hatch or the Brentwood area that would like our support. We will run some activities and just choose a charity to be our charity of the year for 2022 so that we can raise funds and obviously link together with them. So if there is anybody that belongs to a charity or if anybody has a charity that's dear to their heart, if you can get in contact with us either through the Facebook page or through our website, then obviously we'll choose one from the suggestions that we have.
And can it be any charity, just as long as it's in the Pilgrim's Hatch or Brentwood area?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it will be chosen by the people that we support here, by the residents that live here. And obviously they'll get to choose. So a little bit about the charity would be great to help us in our deliberations. But I think it's, you know, it can be anything. It doesn't, we obviously are a nursing home and we support people who are living with a dementia and people with residential needs. But I think the charity can be anything. You know, the people that we support will be choosing it and there'll be different opinions as to what that charity should be. So any suggestions are more than gratefully received.
Excellent. And all the details are up on the website as well. You'll be able to find all the details. So what are the plans for today? What are you, because you're always doing something every single day, you lot down there. So what are you up to today?
Well, we made gingerbreads at the weekend. There's some doors missing. Don't know where they've gone. I have to say it was quite tasty.
It's summer, isn't it? It's summer.
Just, honestly, it's like nibbling off this gingerbread house is immense. So we have put our trees up already. We're continuing to make, a big thing here at the minute is making snowflakes of all things. Making snowflakes and decorations for inside. We've got some baking going on later. We made brownies last week, which went down an absolute storm. So I think we'll be doing more of that. But I think Christmas is a time for baking, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, homemade mince pies are an absolute bomb.
Mm.
So, yeah, lots of baking. Lots of kind of card making and card sending is going on. We had some fantastic people in last week who were kind of volunteers that came in from the Women's Institute and from another couple of groups in Pilgrim's Hatch just to help some of the resident make some cards and some decorations. And it was really lovely. It's really lovely still to be able to do that. So we are continuing with our Christmas theme. We are not Christmas out yet. We keep going. Now, I don't think there's anything that isn't covered in glitter, which is amazing.
Oh, I just like the fact that there's some gingerbread doors missing.
Yep. It wasn't me.
And people. Gingerbread people are missing as well. I'll tell you what, there'd be nothing left. I like a ginger biscuit. It's lovely.
Yeah, absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. And that's the beauty of being here, is that, you know, there's people to support in whatever it is that, you know, needs to be done or that people would like to do. I'm truly blessed to have an amazing staff team here. Everybody is so supportive. And we'd got people glittering upstairs. I'd got Adam, the head chef, creating the structural engineer for the gingerbread house, because it all had to be put together once it had been adorned with sweets and buttons and goodness knows what. And they're just an amazing team. And I think everybody here has so much fun. You kind of forget sometimes that it's work, which is a really lovely thing to be forgetting, I guess. But yeah, so lots of Christmas stuff this week. And certainly there'll be some lots of fun and activities and photos and stuff shared on our Facebook page too, so everybody can see what we're getting up to.
And just a quick shout out for the Facebook page.
Yes, Brentwood Care Centre.
That's all you need to type in on Facebook and you'll find them.
It's very simple.
Lovely to talk to you. Glad you had a good time at the nativity.
Yes, I know.
Michelle trying to get her words out. And we'll be speaking to you again just before Christmas, I believe.
I believe so.
Yes.
Look forward to it.
You too. Take care and have a great day. Thanks, Tori. All right. Bye-bye. That is Tori, who is the General Manager at the Brentwood Care Centre. And as she mentioned, they're looking for a charity of the year based in Pilgrim's Hatch or Brentwood. So if you have a charity out there that you look after, you work for, you're tuned in you think, yep, that's for me, check them out, all the W's, facebook.com Brentwood Care Centre, and you can get in contact with them or get in contact here, radio@phoenixfm.com, and we will pass on all the details.